West Nile virus in horses, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I got an email from Zoetis Equine News, and Dr. Kevin Hankins, DVM, wrote that the equine West Nile virus threat remains across the entire country. I called Dr. Hankins with a question.
The press release says the risk for West Nile virus remains. Is it getting worse?
It depends on what part of the country you're in. It seems to cycle with different weather activities. If you're in an area of the country that's been through a prolonged drought, those areas that have gone through a prolonged drought and then come into any type of rainfall are more heavily affected. Last year, for instance, California, which had gone through an extended drought period, then they get a lot of rainfall following that drought period. The West Nile cases go up. And that's what we saw here in the United States over the last few years, as well as in Europe, when they've had outbreaks there as well. The main feeding source for mosquitoes is birds. During a drought situation, birds tend to leave that area and they don't come back for a while after that drought's done. During a drought period, the temperature is good for the mosquito development as well as the viral development. You get small stagnant pools of water where those different pools of mosquitoes breed and develop. And then when you get a big rainfall come through, it spreads those mosquito pools around. As they develop and you get more mosquitoes developing, those birds aren't there for them to feed on and they'll go to horses, other mammals to feed on.
David Sparks, AgInfo.net.